Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
I'm Antonella Valmorbida, the professor of the course on International Decentralized Cooperation, which will take place in this second semester until mid of June. I'm the director of the Association of the Local Democracy Agencies, which is a European association composed of 160 municipalities and regions in Europe dedicated to promote governance and citizens' participation in Europe and in the third countries of the Union, like the Balkans, Eastern Europe, Southern Caucasus and MED countries. The course will be mainly based on my personal experience and the experience that I have of the European institutions, mainly the European Union programs and the Council of Europe. The method of the course will be mostly based on practical cases and best practices which I experienced in my work, describing concretely the experience of municipalities and NGOs in Europe dedicated to decentralized cooperation. I will have, during the course, exercises and work done by the students, so trying to have more a training approach rather than a lecturing approach. And hopefully I will have a couple of visiting professors. One will come around May. The professor is coming from Belarus, a very complicated state, which is undergoing a very slow and articulated process of decentralization and connected to the CIS and former USSR countries. Another visiting a professor might come later on in the year, dedicated more to the Italian case. I will invite municipalities from Italy which are particularly successful in their decentralized cooperation. I'm the director of an organization which is coordinating 12 agencies in external countries of the European Union and which is one of the main actors of the decentralized cooperation in Europe nowadays. The course will have a description of different countries and methodologies of the European actors. The documents of the course will be regularly uploaded at the end of the lessons on the main website of the university and on the website of the radio. I will present the outcome of the lessons every time in a podcast, which will be uploaded, and a possible meeting with me will be available at the end of the lessons. Enjoy the lessons and I hope the rest of the course. The first lesson of the course on international decentralized cooperation was dedicated today to understanding the concept of the course, and it was given the approach of the comparative perspective. The first part of the course will be dedicated to a comparative vision of the different European member states towards the decentralized cooperation. And then later on, there will be a deep analysis of how the different stakeholders take part in the decentralized cooperation, like the civil society and the local authorities, an approach to the city diplomacy, and then the important role that the European Union through its program is having in this decentralized cooperation and the impetus which is given by the European Commission and its programs into these topics. The course was dedicated also to a first understanding of what is the international decentralized cooperation, respect to what we call the usual international cooperation. Substantially, it implies in the cooperation multiplicity of stakeholders. So are actors of the cooperation the municipalities, the regions, the provinces, the association, the civil society world, and also the economic actors. Another difference respect to the traditional international cooperation is the fact that being decentralized, there is a focus on a different theme. The thematic issue is more institution building and civil society support through a bottom-up approach rather than concentrating only on help. There is also importance given to the different resources that the local authorities could gather and manage, like financial resources, but a lot of know-how transfer, which is implied in the decentralized cooperation. On the other hand, there is a very important feature of the cooperation, which is given by the concept of reciprocity and bilateral benefit, mutual benefit. While the international cooperation is more understood like I'm supporting and helping the others in their need, the decentralized cooperation often is conceived and perceived like a reciprocal and mutual benefit. The municipalities are, from both sides of the cooperation, benefiting out of it and are able to provide more and better services to their citizens. Another specificity of decentralized cooperation is given by the fact that it could be implemented only in countries where institutions actually exist. Indeed, it is very difficult to have decentralized cooperation in countries where local institutions are not in place, and in that case, it is often possible only to implement international cooperation through the governments. Another distinction which is important to underline here is the concept of bilaterality and multilaterality. Usually, decentralized cooperation is conceived as a bilateral relationship between municipalities. So, for instance, the city of Barcelona, in cooperation with the city of Sarajevo, developed bilateral relationship. However, in these last years, even multilaterality are included in the process, since the United Nations like UNDP, the UNHCR and other European programs are supporting the process of decentralized cooperation, and we know that multilateral organizations are now interested in these opportunities. The importance of the course, as it was explained in this first lesson, is given that by the fact that when we understand what is the concept of decentralized cooperation in the different countries of Europe, it is in this way understandable how the organization is of the state is in place. For example, in some countries in Europe where there is a strong decentralization process going on, like in Italy, for instance, well, in this case, the regions and the municipalities are more engaged in decentralized cooperation. The other example given this morning is that Ireland, for instance, which is very poorly decentralized and where the municipalities have very little competences and resources allocated for their own purpose, it is very difficult to have decentralized cooperation. However, it has to be said that the decentralized cooperation is a very new way of doing cooperation. It started in the 90s, so it has not even 20 years of existence, and it started mostly in Europe. This is usually understood as a European process. The launch of this new way of cooperation was coinciding with the fall of the Berlin Wall and the end of the Iron Curtain, and with the need of restructuring the institutions of the Eastern European countries. This approach of institution building in the Eastern European countries gave us a lot of expertise in decentralized cooperation. That was one of the explanations why the decentralized cooperation emerged in the 90s. It accompanied the transitional period of these European countries with a lot of efforts from the municipalities, from Western European municipalities. As far as for Italy is concerned, for instance, but not only, the system of international decentralized cooperation was heavily hit in the 80s by waves of scandals, mismanagement and abuses. And in order to overcome a total absence or dysfunctioning of the governmental international cooperation, there was an emergence and creation of new forms of cooperation through the municipalities and the regions. It has to be said as well that, unluckily, the war in former Yugoslavia was also one of the explanations of the new forms of cooperation. In the 90s and even over the year 2000 until 2004 with the war in Kosovo, a lot of municipalities from Europe were engaged in decentralized cooperation in the Balkans, shifting from a more humanitarian perspective into a more institutionalized and institution-building cooperation, which is the essence of the decentralized cooperation. I'll give you an example. The city of Barcelona was very much engaged since 1993 with the city of Sarajevo. At the end of the process, it was not only help, humanitarian support which was provided, but at the end of the 90s, Sarajevo was considered like the 11th district of the city of Barcelona. As much to explain how much the city was engaged in all the spectrum of public policies in the Bosnian capitals. another important meaning and a reason why the decentralized cooperation was put in place in the 90s and is now flourishing in this period of time is definitely the impetus which is given by the European Union policies. The European Union, through its external aid, is giving a lot of responsibilities and capacities to the municipalities and to the regions to be engaged directly in cooperation. In particular, the new program called Non-State Actors Programs, which are supported by the European Commission, give a very relevant role to the municipalities of the regions. A meeting which took place 10 days ago in Brussels saw the main regions and municipalities in Europe interact directly with the European Union and the European Commission to identify the policies of the next programming period without any interference from the states. So to explain how the European Union is now a driving force for the decentralized cooperation. The program will focus on the different methodologies and approaches given by the European member states, and we will start with the lessons of tomorrow with the French case.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.